ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
To Georgia now, where there have been violent scenes as riot police clashed with protesters outside the parliament in the capital. Thousands of people have taken to the streets to protest against a foreign agents bill, which, if made law, would require organisations to state whether they receive overseas funding. Opponents say the measures are similar to the ones used in Russia to stamp out dissent. It could also damage Georgia's hopes of joining the European Union. Natalie Saban-Aza is a senior research fellow at the Russia and Eurasia program at Chatham House and a former Georgian ambassador to Brussels. Natalie, welcome to the program.
Thanks a lot, Patricia, for having me.
These protests have been building in recent weeks, but the crackdown by authorities is a massive escalation. What's happened?
Yes, absolutely. This bill has returned to Georgia. I don't know if you're aware, but this was first presented a year ago. And there were also massive demonstrations against it. That was March 2023. And the government at that time backed down and withdrew it. And we thought that was the end of the affair. But now, 6 months before the parliamentary elections that are scheduled in October 2024, that has been tabled again. Two hearings in parliament have passed. It's been adopted in two hearings. And there is a third one pending in a couple weeks. And expectedly, there was a huge protest this time around as well, perhaps even bigger protest than last time, because people realized that this is, again, the government's pushing Russian-style law. They call it Russian law. And what they're protesting is basically a transformation of Georgia into Russia-style autocracy. Georgia at the moment is a free country. It has a very vibrant civil society. And the fact that we have that vibrant civil society is largely due to Western support that has been pouring into Georgia and Western democracy promotion efforts since the collapse of the Soviet Union. So what these people are protesting is actually the choice, the loss of Georgia's democratic future, curtailing of fundamental rights. It's an assault on civil society and freedom of media and freedom of expression. And most importantly, this seriously jeopardizes Georgia's prospects for European integration. So basically, the choice is very clear. It's either Russia-style autocracy or European-style democracy.
Transparency International is calling for an investigation into the use of force by authorities. How has the government justified the strength of the police response?
So the first time police started cracking down, it was actually from the very beginning, it was very peaceful protest. There are a lot of young people out there. Some even call it like a Gen Z movement because you see a lot of school kids and young. These are the people who grew up in free Georgia. So for them, this kind of sort of use of legislation and weaponization of transparency, very much Russia style, is absolutely unacceptable. And there was no provocation coming from them. So this was pretty much a punitive operation from the police assaulting protesters. And of course, that has only galvanized people even more. Now, official position is that there has been some provocation and that there was been an attack on police. We have not seen this really verified. The president of the country stands firmly with the protesters and says that this was absolutely unjustified use of force.
So the founder of the governing Georgian Dream Party is a billionaire who made his wealth in Russia. Are there concerns the government is aligning itself more now with Russia? What's your analysis of the direction it's trying to take?
Well, what is clear with the return of this bill and sort of change of rhetoric that the government has been pushing is that there is clearly a pivot away from the West. And Georgia has had European and Euro-Atlantic integration as the top foreign policy priority since re-establishment of independence. So this is a really big change. This is something that is not openly declared, because population, about 80% of the population, supports European integration, NATO integration. So this is something very dangerous to sort of openly proclaim. But these kind of measures, like this bill, definitely go against this. In addition, the government has been pursuing the policy of rapprochement with Russia, despite the fact that Russia occupies 20% of Georgian territory. Do you recall the first time Russia attacked a neighboring country was precisely Georgia in 2008. So there is a lot of accumulated sort of anger also in the public that for the turn that the government has taken.
Just finally, do you think that the Georgian government will continue to push the bill through despite the opposition?
Yeah, well, it's going to be very difficult for them to back down second time. Of course, the costs of this political defeat are higher than the first time. Of course, they knew it. This was expected. So they probably made the calculation and thought that they could ride the tide. There's been also a lot of pressure from Georgia's international partners, from the EU and the United States. Actually, in the last 24 hours, there's been statement after statement coming from the US with the kind of increasing tonality when it comes to the condemnation of both the police reaction, but also the return of this bill. So I think the government is having a serious dilemma. It doesn't look like the protesters will back down, and it doesn't look like the government is ready to back down. So we are at a pretty dangerous junction at the moment.
Natalie, thank you for joining us.
Thanks a lot.
Natalie Sabanaza is a senior research fellow on the Russia and Eurasia program at Chatham House, and also a former Georgian ambassador to Brussels.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music, and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.